Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The election is 2 weeks from today, but says ABC's Perry Russum,
early voting is underway in nearly every state. Lines wrapping around polling places in Connecticut, Texas, and South Carolina. One survey finds 47% of early votes have been cast by Democrats, 33% by Republicans.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel, once again trying to revive ceasefire talks now that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed. The NTSB will be back on scene today trying to figure out why a helicopter crashed into a radio tower in Houston on Sunday night. All four people on board the chopper were killed. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. He's receiving treatment while in jail on multiple sex crimes. His New York conviction recently overturned on appeal. Tropical storm Oscar heading toward the Bahamas after dumping heavy rain across Cuba. The storm hitting after a massive power outage knocked the entire country into the dark. This is ABC News. A day after the New York Liberty won the team's first ever WNBA title, the Players Union deciding to opt out of its contract with the league. They plan to push for better pay and better training facilities. Your drive into work this morning won't cost quite as much. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
In the past week, as the weather has stabilized a bit in the Gulf of Mexico, the price of regular unleaded has also evened out. Last week, it went up after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Now, the Energy Department reports the price of regular unleaded has come back down 3 cents to $3.14 a gallon, about 39 cents less than a year ago at this time. The Gulf Coast has the cheapest gas right now, sitting at around $2.72 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC. News.
Arkansas may be sitting on a virtual gold mine. New research says there could be 19 million tons of lithium under the state's surface, the metal critical for rechargeable batteries. Companies are now racing to figure out ways to mine it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the day Thursday off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, becoming sunny by later this afternoon, and we could catch a sprinkle at some point today as well. Our high near 70 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, sunny and colder, 58. On Thursday, sunny with a high back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
...92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Family Show, and Gordy is back in the studio again.
Good morning.
Very quick recovery. Congratulations. What an amazing physical form that you're in to be able to just come back after major surgery.
Oh, no, you didn't hear it. It got canceled the last second.
Oh, it got canceled?
Right at the last second. I'll tell you more in a minute.
All right.
Let's get things going. Don't get sidetracked right away.
I know. Well, really?
All right. Well, we can talk about it.
No, that never happens. We never get sidetracked right away.
Let's talk about it.
And no, we always try to avoid that. So let's try to avoid it this time because everybody wants to know immediately what the weather's going to be like today.
Exactly. It's 57 degrees currently. We have partly cloudy skies, and let's see what the high temperature will be today. Let's get out the lottery ball machine and see what we've got.
Let's take out our balls.
Yep, let's take out the balls and look for the first number coming up the shaft there. 6 is the first number.
Balls have never been more popular.
7 is the second ball. 67 for a high today, so a little bit on the cool side. We'll see more clouds moving in through the day. Maybe a couple of sprinkles.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. That sounds good.
Check in with Brittany Merlot in a little while.
All right, yeah, that sounds great, too.
So I was all psyched up, you know. Yesterday was the big operation
day. Yeah,
you're
ready to go.
I've been planning this, you know, for months. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, getting exams and all the prep work involved.
You were gung-ho to get this operation.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, I got there at 8:15 as scheduled.
Yeah.
Sitting there for 3 hours while they're doing prep work and, you know, and really just mostly just waiting. But they had me hooked up to monitors and everything. Everything's looking good. Finally, the time arrives. They're going to wheel me down
to the operation. See, the thing is, they IV'd you as well.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The whole bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so just like in the movies, they roll you into the operation room. I'm like, here we go. Finally.
Yeah.
Take me off the gurney. I have to move over to the operating table. There's nurses all around, doctors in there, my surgeons in there.
Must have been thrilling.
It was thrilling, yeah. It was thrilling until the anesthesiologist, they put the mask on me. You know, first for oxygen. They give you oxygen first. Mm-hmm. They want to pump your oxygen level up. So I'm sitting there with the oxygen on, and now they're getting ready to turn the gas on, you know, turn on the whatever they do.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the anesthesiologist says, AFib.
Uh-oh. Wow.
And everybody just stops.
Yeah.
And they're watching the monitor and going, wow, okay. Because my heart rate was like 105, 110. Anything above 100 is considered AFib if the rhythm of the heart also is off, a little flaky.
Yeah.
Not rhythmic, but arrhythmic.
I was going to say 100. Is that the top number or the...
That's the bottom.
The bottom number. Yeah.
So, well, Yeah, that's the heart. It's the heartbeat number.
Yep, that's so, the bottom one.
Yeah, everything else was looking good. Most of, you know, the blood pressure, everything was fine. But that heart rate never dropped below 100 there for a few minutes, and then, and then I could tell, okay, here we go, and the anesthesiologist and the surgeon walk over to the corner, and now they got their backs to everybody, and they're talking.
Do we kill them?
And then they said, well, Mr. Young, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to wheel you down to the cardiology. We're going to wait a little while and see if this, you know, see if this is just, for, you know, see if this settles down. And then they had another conference and they're like, yeah, okay, well, we're not doing this operation today. And they finally told me that. Then it took another hour and a half for the cardiologist.
Oh my God!
To get there because there's a doctor shortage. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
This is a visiting cardiologist because they don't have enough cardiologists. They only have like one or two on staff.
Sounds real official when you say visiting cardiologist, but the guy's in the area. He drove in. No,
he's from New Orleans. I'm just here for a couple of weeks. You know, let's check you out here. He finally came in.
I hear you have nice quick drips up there.
Right. So he says, you know, here's what you're going to do. You're going to stop. How much coffee you drink? Well, that's too much. Whatever you're drinking, one cup, maybe two. No alcohol for a couple of months.
Okay.
2 or 3 months. And then some other things, too. In fact, it's atrial fibrillation.
Yeah.
We don't have the computer set up, but
it's atrial fibrillation. Yeah.
Fibrillation.
Yeah, and it's an impulse that allows a certain amount of blood flow into your heart.
Right. And they said the upper chambers were not flowing the way they should bottom chambers and pumping things
as strongly
along.
As the right. bottom.
Right. Yeah. And it's kind of an electrical thing as we were talking about just before the show. But they can put you on blood thinners. Blood thinners are really expensive. They started discussing. All these doctors came in. There were four or five doctors in there. My surgeon, the cardiologist, his assistant doctor, because he's a visiting doctor, so he couldn't write prescriptions. So all this discussion about where the prescription should be written, who's going to write the prescription, where it's going to go.
Well, I can see why there's a doctor shortage. They're all in your operating room.
I guess they were, because it was quite a crowd in there. But they finally decided, get on these blood thinners. And they were shopping around for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Costco's got a coupon.
That's where I live.
I know. Oh, by the way, so I went there last night and I signed up to Costco. That lady, Kathleen, she was there.
Oh.
She said, John Peterson just left here 10 minutes ago.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
You came in after me?
I
was
did.
Really late in there. I thought you'd probably already been there.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. So I signed up. And, you know, there's Motrin and there's another one. And then they settled on, Cialis. That's a different thing. Anyway, whatever they settled on, there's like a coupon for free, like 1 month of free.
Wow.
But the Motrin was like $750 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, and $550 a month for the next one down, or $600. Yeah. I'm like, gee whiz.
You can buy that over the counter, can't you, Motrin?
No, this is. I think it's something
super strength.
I don't
super
know.
Something.
Anyway,
you have to have gold chips.
I got to wait a couple of months till they figure out the atrial fibrillation, the AFib,
and what to do about it.
Yeah. No more alcohol, no more coffee. That's all right. I mean, I can have one or two cups a day. He said, that's it.
Why didn't you just ask him, can't I drink? Can I have coffee until you make a decision?
Can I keep drinking heavily until you guys figure this out?
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, I'm going to celebrate until, you know, you guys tell me when I have to cut back.
So I apologize to all the, you know, guest hosts that you had lined up all this week. I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back, baby. So, you know.
Well, Rocker's not going to be happy.
Well, he can still come in. Why not?
Well, yeah.
You know, hang out. So I guess I'm happy that they found it before the operation started, because then it could have been really awful.
Yeah.
If it happened in the middle of the operation. Yeah. So, because it can lead to a stroke pretty easily. You can throw a blood clot or two. If you have AFib.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I got a folding chair, a couple of them. We should go out in front of the station here and just sit around and talk about our health problems. All the seniors, they love talking about their health.
Oh, my God. You can't. Yeah. It's
can't shut us up.
Nope. That's the way it is. But anyway, enough about me. How about the National Day calendar, John? Did you guys do?
Yeah, we did that.
That's right. I was here yesterday.
Yeah, that was not good.
but the home setup worked real good, so
it did.
Probably use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. I mean, do you want to do the National Day calendar? Well,
don't you? Do you have something else you would rather do?
No.
Okay, well, let's
get to the... No surprises here.
Hit the music,
no
Sam.
No big welcome backs.
Save the welcome back. By the way, I like the picture behind me there. That's a nice bandage.
Yeah, anybody notice that? Bandaged on his ear.
Yeah. Is it or is it not National Tavern Style Pizza Day? Is it or is it not National Make a Dog's Day? How about National Color Day or National Timepiece Day? Timepiece Day. National Nut Day. Which one of those does not belong?
Not to National Nut Day. I know that.
Well, you're wrong today. You are wrong, really? wrong. It is National Nut Day. Sam, do you have a guess?
It's not Timepiece Day.
You are correct, sir. You win a shiny new dime added to your account.
So how did he know that?
I don't know.
So how did you know?
How did you know?
Because it didn't seem familiar. I looked at the list like half an hour ago.
Because he looks at the list.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't look at it right now. I looked at it a while ago.
Yeah.
So.
It's just total recall. That's fine. It's fine. You know, I'm going to mount a spoon up on my monitor just to.
You're just fascinated by that idea, aren't you? Tell everybody what you're talking about.
Well, my kids, you know, they live in the basement and they're always gaming. And sometimes we walk in. And my youngest son, Brett, has his back to the entry to his office. And every once in a while, we, you know, poke our heads in and say, hey, supper time, you know, come on up, eat something, anything. And they're always surprised. So I'm sure that they always have to kind of worry about us accidentally poking our heads in because they might be looking at, you know, some really strong porn, which I recommend.
Jeez. Hold it again.
22 and 25.
Okay.
So anyway, we're looking on the internet this morning on X, and somebody had posted a picture of what their teenager did, and they taped a shiny spoon to the monitor, you know, with the round side facing them so they could see
it's like a rear view
behind
mirror.
Them. Yeah,
like
it's a rear view mirror is what they're doing.
That's pretty good.
That's a great idea.
It really is.
Yeah. So.
So you should suggest that to the boys, and they don't have to worry about anything, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll go out and I'll go to the auto shop and get a little.
Yeah, you got a little side mirror.
Yeah,
that's the deal. Okay, let's check out the National Day Oh yeah, it's National Tavern Style Pizza Day. I don't think we need any more explanation than that.
Yeah, you and we went to a tavern style pizza.
When was that?
A long time ago in Sauk. Well, not that long ago. Maybe 5-6 months ago. We met there and. Discussed a whole bunch of stuff.
I don't recall that.
Wow, really?
What pizza?
Well, it wasn't a pizza place. It was a bar where they have like you know, trivia in the back room, and we were in the front room. And...
Oh, the Village Pub.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a nice little place.
Well, we had the pizza.
That's right. You're right. Pizza. Yeah. Now I recall that. Okay.
Which I objected to. I wanted something more fancy.
Okay. All right. It's National Make a Dog's Day. You have dogs? Well, you have a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? What day is it?
It's National Make a Dog's Day. That's be extra nice to your dog today.
Oh, okay.
You know, whatever you do, just be extra.
Like we're not always loving and caring for a little fluffy pet.
You're cracking. And it's National Nut Day. National Nuts. Eat some nuts today. I can't take nuts. What?
So Catherine's little greeting back for you is, do we kill him?
Well, thank you.
Who said that? Those are your words.
Oh.
About what the doctors were thinking.
Did you already say that today?
I think I said that
I must have missed that, but my hearing's not that good anymore. 18 minutes past the hour. We'll continue with the National Day calendar and history coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tune in for a Civic Media special broadcast, Making Your Vote Count 2024.
Our founders placed us, American citizens, at the heart of our democracy.
Tune in for this Civic Media special Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX.
I'm getting into the tune, man. I know. I like this.
Stones, one of their early hits. It's National Color Day, John.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Imagine a world without color. Without color, we would be nearly blind. Doctors check for health through the color of a patient's skin. On a late, crisp autumn morning, sparkling frost and leaves change from green to vermilion, signaling a change of the seasons.
Yeah, stop there, you know. Wow. please.
Shut up.
This is killing me. Now, actually, I thought of this the other day, and, you know, we're talking about the odd way the color is now on Trump's face.
Oh.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's like pancaked on, and it has edges. It's like he dips his face into something and just pulls it up. And it's like he's wearing a pancake on his face. And you can see the edges, you know, where the color ends. And I'm wondering if it's not covering up the color that could be a serious color, showing some kind of medical problem.
Oh, that, you know, you're...
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought.
It could be something like that.
See, we laugh at the color, but he's doing it to cover up a health problem.
You think so? It could be. There's a lot of edging to it. Edges. Someday we're going to find out what his makeup artist was all about. What are you looking at? What's up?
You're on two cameras at once.
Okay. You're like a parakeet with a mirror in the cage. You just can't stop looking at yourself. You move the cameras around a little bit here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks good.
Anyway, it's National Color Day, so enjoy the colors.
All right. Colors of fall.
Sam, do you have any history items of note?
Oh, boy, do I. I've got a couple good things. Well,
could you hurry? Because we've got Mark up. Oh, did we lose Mark?
He had a comment about all of your health stuff. I forget his exact quote.
Okay.
It was something along the lines of, there is only one God, that God is death, and that God is not showing his face today. Or something like that.
Oh, wow.
So you're still alive today.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Well, yeah.
And I'm sorry if I'm butchering that quote, Mark, but.
Well, Mark, thanks for that comment, I think.
It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to help you get through.
You know, and you'll never believe this, but I did have a premonition that this operation was, there was something going to not happen. That something was going to go wrong or something was not going
to go.
Well,
this is the best way to go wrong.
Well, yeah.
A delay.
They delayed it. Yeah. Because of the AFib. Okay, history. Get to it.
All right.
Come on.
Let's see. Today in 1797 was the very first successful, I'll note, parachute jump.
What year was that?
1797.
I wonder what happened in 1796.
We should hear about the last bad parachute jump.
Let's try it this way, Charlie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, somebody's got to be the first, right?
Right. Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah. What else?
That's one of the more dangerous inventions ever.
Yeah.
Parachute. Oh, man. Today in 1907, Barnum and Bailey and the Ringling Brothers circuses, they combined together to form not only the greatest show on earth, but the largest one. Did either of you ever like go and see a traveling circus when you were kids? Were they still a thing?
They were still a thing when we were kids.
I did go, it was a nightmare. My parents wanted me to go. I think we went to like two or three of them.
Really?
And they're just really sad.
Yeah.
They weren't fun.
No. I don't know why people thought a circus would be fun.
Once upon a time, maybe they were. At least they seemed.
They're scary as hell.
Novelty.
Yeah, the clowns are scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were out of control. You know, they were more, they were kind of, they'd run out in the audience, you know, and grab kids.
That's right.
Jeez.
Against their will and get them on, you know, in the three rings there.
Yeah, you wanted to sit farther back.
I've never understood people's, like, fear of clowns, but if one did that to me, I'd probably be afraid of it too.
Well, yeah. I know. Killer Clowns from Outer Space was not released yet, but after seeing that, you know why kids would be afraid of clowns. But you remember my clown dream? Remember, I had a dream of clowns on stilts.
That's right.
Tell us.
What were they doing? I remember that happening.
They were just walking around, but the standout in my dream was the clouds that looked like erasers.
What?
Pink erasers.
What did you drink the night before?
I don't know, but I.
What do you mean?
It's still in my head.
Erasers.
I still remember it.
Like what kind of erasers?
Like pink paper erasers?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Cut out in that way, that shape they're in.
Yeah.
I don't know what shape
the
that is.
The slanted rectangle or whatever?
That's very strange.
And those were the clouds. Yikes. I know. That's before bubblegum music. Cotton candy castles.
Boy.
Yeah. Before all that. Psychedelic. When I was a little kid.
Let's see what else we got today in history. Today in 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis goes public.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, I remember that. Kennedy gave his big speech on TV. Let people know about the crisis unfolding. Just south of us.
That's right.
Well, I remember that being a very tense time at home, and my parents had the TV all the time, and were saying, "Yeah, we might have to just jump in the car and go somewhere."
Where would you go?
Like to a shelter?
What do they call them?
Shelters.
Your parents weren't about building one in their basement.
No, it's too late for that. It was like this is going to happen any day. we gotta go to the civic. What did they used to call those? The civic something shelters. They had those special signs.
Yeah, they did.
Anyway.
Okay.
My school used to have one.
It was a very tense time.
Well, you know, it ended happily, though. You know, Fidel Castro came up to Madison and Sachin gave him the key to the city.
Yeah,
so everything everything was fine.
Yeah, decades later. That was not 1962, October. Yeah, Kennedy and Khrushchev worked it all out behind the scenes.
We got a text here about clowns. I think this is your neighbors. They texted in yesterday, but I forgot what their names were. But I had to fire a clown once. He was saying really inappropriate stuff to the parents in the audience. I think he had been drinking.
Well, it's Alan Mary Lou. Thank you for that comment. I guess
that's one of the things that clowns are known for, is saying inappropriate things at the wrong time to children to the parents. Not a good thing.
And in this genre, my favorite movie of all time is Bad Santa with, I can't think of the actor's name. Somebody will throw it out there.
I got to meet the director of Bad Santa. You know
Goldthwait had a movie out. That is Shakes the Clown. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember
Shakes the Clown is one of the scariest, funniest movies ever.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he's a crazy clown. You know, Goldthwait is crazy by himself.
He's a really good TV director.
Yeah.
Who was the star of Bad Santa? Let's see. Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob, yeah.
Okay, that was a great movie. 29 past the hour. We've got Idiocracy right around the corner of the John and Gordy Show.
Yeah. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Calves are valuable no matter how you plan on using them, whether they're going to be replacement heifers or a beef animal. So how can you protect that investment in your own barn? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about it next.
Spain and Portugal, that's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join us April 5th through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure.
It may seem obvious, but barns and the animals who live there are full of bacteria. And while this is normal, there could be some negative implications for the youngest in your herd. Patrick LeCavalier is with a barn hygiene company out of Lodi. He recommends that farmers disinfect the calf itself right after it's born.
Calves are born in one place. And then once they're born, they're moved into a higher population area, whether it's pens or stalls or barns or hutches. And a lot of things are shed at birth where the cow is calved, and the calves can take those pathogens and bring them to the rest of the calves. And they have very low immunity when they're young, very low. So we can disinfect the calf when it's born. So any pathogens that are in the maternity area don't make it to where the population of calves are. So we break that chain.
Patrick LeCavalier says while these additional steps on the farm can be labor-intensive, it's worth it to have a healthy calf that turns into a productive member of the dairy herd. We'll take a look at our morning commodity markets next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our BaseLite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. BaseLite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about BaseLite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Tuesday morning from Chicago, December corn is trading down 0.75 cents at 4.08 3/4. November beans are down 3 3/4 cents at 9.77 1/4. Cash wheat is down 4.5 at 5.67 3/4. And July 2025 new crop wheat is down 4 cents, trading at 6.05 1/2. The November Class 3 milk contract is trading 14 cents lower at 20.75 1/100 weight, and the December contract is 32 cents lower at 20.76 1/100 weight. That's what's happening in the markets on a Tuesday morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, becoming sunny by later this afternoon, and we could catch a sprinkle at some point today as well. Our high near 70 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight 48, tomorrow sunny and colder 58. On Thursday sunny with a high back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time, Tuesday Tangent with our very own Luke Mathers, and also talk about the first day of in-person voting in Wisconsin. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As the 21st century began,
human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
92.7 WMDX. The John McCourty Family Show. I'm John Peterson.
I'm John Peterson. And I'm 40 young.
You, man.
Okay. All right. It's been a while since we did that.
It is.
Just thought I'd get you.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you did, man.
I know we're going to get to Idiocracy in just a moment. Yes. You got a lot of stuff lined up.
Yeah, you got some stuff.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on the handcrafted Verlo Mattress, available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Okay?
Okay, big recommendation. I know I can't get everybody out there to watch the movie, but Shakes the Clown, look at look at the trailer, at least that.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Shakes the Clown, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
Remember the time he came out and lit a couch on fire on The Tonight Show?
Oh, he did.
Yes, and was banned from The Tonight Show after that.
Yeah.
With Jay Leno.
They didn't even plan that out either.
No.
All right, well, I've got something here this morning.
You know,
a while back, our program director, I forgot her name.
Karen?
Karen wanted us to always ask question of the morning, you know, something we could ask.
Yeah, well.
And I thought, well, that's an old idea. Let's not do that.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
But I'm bringing it back this morning.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
I think this is a great idea now.
Okay, since you thought of it.
So.
Okay.
I got the idea from Badger Stew, who posts a lot on X, and they came up with, everybody's talking about the big experience that Trump went through at McDonald's trying to help people out, you know, serving food at the go window. The place
window
was closed. What are people at the go window for?
I don't know.
These were staffers, and they had rehearsed that.
Oh, okay.
They actually rehearsed all of this stuff that we saw. Clips of unbelievable, really bad.
He was at the fry machine making fries.
He was.
Right?
He was. He was learning how to do it. And the amazing thing is, and I thought, well, that's an interesting way of frying French fries, using both hands for the basket. Who needs both hands to handle a fry basket? No one. All right. I just know that from experience. That's all.
Weak.
Yeah,
he's
very
feeble.
Weak.
He's feeble and weak.
Feeble and weak, and he's wearing that orange makeup to cover
something.
Bad colored skin, because then we know what kind of disease he had. Mm. But anyway, they posted this. Badger Stew posted this. Kamala's other high school job was milking rattlesnakes.
Wait, what?
Your move, Trump. Now, of course, they're kidding. But maybe we could just get people to text in other jobs that supposedly Kamala did.
Ah.
And then, you know, Trump can go out there and attempt to do those jobs as well.
So somebody say that Kamala milked snakes.
Milked rattlesnakes. Now, the thing
Stop that.
The funny thing about this is that my mega friend in Milwaukee, I told him, he calls me all the time. He tells me what's hot in the mega world. And this is one of the big issues. One of the biggest issues for them is the fact that she never worked at McDonald's, ever, never worked there. So why? Why would Trump go out and try to prove the fact that she didn't work there by working there frying French fries?
It doesn't make any sense.
None of
at
it
all.
Makes any sense. So, yeah. So, again, you know, milking rattlesnakes, that was another job she had.
Sure.
You know, so let's take other suggestions. Other jobs you might have heard Kamala had when she was in high school.
Sure. You can text us at our number, 608-879-8255, or call us there, or use the Civic Media app. Getting a few texts today. Mark from Prairie du Sec says he's going to vote today. That's right. Today is the early voting day.
It is.
We start up today.
Yeah, they're recommending.
I think I'll do that as well.
They're recommending everybody get those ballots in as fast as they can. The clerk's office said that it has been hearing from voters that it can take up to 2 weeks for a ballot to get back to the office through the mail. So if you've requested an absentee ballot, get it in as soon as possible. That's what they're recommending today anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Mark had another comment here. I'm not sure what was this about. It was from Game of Thrones. I can't quite read that.
This was his quote that he called in with. Arya Stark, the dancing master's sword instructor, told her, "There is one god, his name is Death, and your answer to that god is not today."
Oh, I see. That was referring beautiful. To the, my operation I didn't have yesterday.
Not today.
Yeah, they called it off right at the last second. Yeah. Okay. So, thank you for that comment, Mark.
Now, we all know that Donald Trump is also against transgender operations. You know, he's saying that, you know, a kid could go to school and come back from school changed.
Because schools are doing that now, all over the country.
They're spending all that money on sex change operations in schools. You'd think they'd be able to spare a little bit for Gordy's blood thinners, right?
That's right.
That's expensive stuff.
Yeah, they don't want to pay for the lunches, but they'll pay for sex changes in K through 12.
Yeah, that's happening, right?
Well, they found this. Donald Trump's administration wrote the Department of Justice Transgender Care Manual, they did, in 2018 for prison inmates to receive gender-affirming surgery and care. This was under Trump. Hmm. So every Trump accusation truly is a confession that this is something they've already done. So he can complain all he wants, but he and his administration in 2018 allowed prison inmates, and they wrote up the Transgender Care Manual in 2018, to receive gender-affirming surgery and care. So
Trump was
back
ahead
at you, man.
Yeah.
God.
Okay.
I mean, how wrong can you possibly be about your policies?
He doesn't know what the policies
are. He doesn't know. And that's been my theory all along, is that Project 2025 is something he will lean on because he doesn't know anything about policy. He says, that's Project 2025. Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Read that next text.
Kamala was a crash test dummy. Your move, Trump.
That's pretty funny. Thank you, Dan. Kamala was a crash test dummy in high school. Your move, Trump. That's classic. Good stuff. Thanks.
See, this is a good idea.
We have the best listeners in the world.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
It's great
because
stuff.
We know they just don't give a damn.
Not anymore.
They hear this show. Oh, my God. They throw up their hands and go to work. All right.
What else you got in the Idiocracy file?
Well, I got some stuff here. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah?
Oh, it happens.
What do you got?
Trump claims sex change operations are happening in public schools. So here is a debate on Fox News about that very subject. And this is Cut 160. Let's check that out. This is Fox News discussing transgender operations in schools.
This will be good.
Yes. Yes. I have a 5-year-old son that's in public schools right now. I have a lot of people asking me questions as far as the failing school systems that we have here in the Bronx. Yeah. What are we going to do to improve that in our school systems?
Well, we're moving them back from Washington, where you have people that don't care about New York, frankly. You know, in Washington, I don't know if you ever noticed this, you go Department of Education, Department of Education. You got half the buildings are Department of Education. I never saw. You don't need any of them. You know, I want one person and a secretary to just make sure they're teaching English. Okay?
Wow.
Give it a little English, okay? I say reading, writing, and arithmetic. No transgender, no operations. You know, they take your kid. There are some places. Your boy leaves the school, comes back.
Oh my God.
A girl.
What?
Okay. Without parental consent.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
That's when they talk
about a threat to democracy. They're a threat. Could you imagine without parental consent? At first, when I was told that was actually happening, I said, you know, it's an exaggeration. No, it happens. It happens. There are areas where it happens. We're not going to let it happen. But we are going to straighten out a lot. What we're going to really do, though, is give you a lot of jobs and a great economy, and you're going to be able to straighten yourselves out.
Wow.
Okay.
So there you go. I mean, that's directly from Fox News, you know, showing the most ridiculous answer to a question about what are you going to do about schools.
Right.
In the world.
I just don't
get it.
That's wild. That is crazy stuff. wild, wacky
crazy,
stuff.
Wacky, crazy yeah. stuff. Okay, the
question. Getting more texts here.
The Kamala. Question this morning is yeah. Kamala's other high school job was milking rattlesnakes in answer to having worked at McDonald's at one time, which MAGAs don't believe at all. So Trump went out there, worked at McDonald's. So now what else can Trump do? And we're taking suggestions here.
Got a couple
other
more.
Jobs that Kamala had when she was in high school.
Yeah, last two there.
All right. In law school, Kamala was a test pilot for Ocean State's submersibles. Your move, Trump.
We got another one. Says Kamala spent one summer on the Bering Sea on a crap boat. Okay. I think that's
Crab boat. Like Deadliest Catch or something like that?
I think that, yes, the Deadliest Catch. Did you ever watch that?
I was a kid,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was a crazy show.
It was. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Well, we're taking your suggestions. Just pull out the old Civic Media app and click the text button and give us your message.
Text
we want to hear from you, definitely.
Or you can call us at 608-879-8255.
Yeah.
Weather for today looks cool this morning, 57 right now, highs in the mid to upper 60s, and a few clouds along the way, maybe a shower here or there. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in a little while.
I'd like to blow through this. Yesterday, you were gone, of course, and Matt Rothschild was in here filling in. We just started on the topic of the Baldwin-Hovde debate that took place. It was a horrible format. They couldn't respond to each other.
Right.
It's just so stupid. I don't understand how broadcasters do stuff like this. This shows the problem of news media is that they have a list of questions. They want to get through that entire list of questions. They don't ask any questions about the answers that they're getting.
Right, no follow-up.
They just let them say whatever they want to say. It's like just reading press releases, basically. And this was a perfect example of that. That was our topic yesterday. But today I want to get to some of the substance of that debate. Hovde is a throwback. He still lives in the 80s. He has no knowledge of the ACA, Obamacare, nothing about health care. And this is a perfect example of that. This is cut 138. Let's listen to Hovde's version of health care.
I'm a believer in results. And if you look at the results, every one of those promises has failed. Cost of health care have only skyrocketed higher.
Mm-hmm.
Access to care has declined and declined significantly, particularly for a lot of people in our rural communities.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And lastly, the family doctor has all but disappeared.
Well,
the
no
only
kidding.
Thing that is meaningful was the pre-existing conditions. Look, I have multiple sclerosis, so I understand the importance of that. But we need a significant restructuring of our health care system.
No, you
Thank
don't.
You, Mr. Hovde.
Yeah, you don't know anything about this stuff. So anyway, the thing that, you know, the price of health care is going up. Yes.
Yes.
That's been happening since the beginning of time, okay? We know that already. Rural communities are losing their health care because our legislature refuses to help those rural clinics and hospitals survive. They won't help pay for it. There's got to be a solution to this, something that we can all pitch in and keep these rural communities healthy with their community clinics and hospitals. We've got to keep that going. And then, of course, you know, just the fact that he doesn't have any clue about the Affordable Care Act, which allows people to have pre-existing conditions and be a part of the great pool of insured people. That brings the costs down, not putting them off into some other separate group. And now here's another part. This is Hovde wrong on abortion as well. Let's go to cut 139. All right, so this is Hovde.
And that is, I believe that women should have a right to choose early on in their pregnancy, but there comes a point in time where a baby can be born healthy and alive, and I think thinks it's unconscionable to terminate that child's life.
Senator? Eric Hovde, that does not happen in America.
Go.
And it's very clear that he has never read Roe v. Wade. I'm pushing to have that be the law of the land. Your rights and freedoms should not depend on your zip code or the state in which you live. And while I said what he just said doesn't happen in America, let me tell you what is. There are health care providers facing the threat of prosecution. There are states with six-week bans. There are states with no exceptions for rape and incest.
Thank you, Senator. Your time is up.
And there it is. At least she got some kind of comment in for Huffington's misinformation.
It is 6:49. We're coming back, with a great comment from AOC talking about Trump and Musk on the John and Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Very timely, music to watch girls by. It was the Overlook State Street.
John, the reason that I play the instrumental version is so people don't need to know the title of the song.
I know. Even back then when that song came out, I couldn't believe.
You had to do a double take of it?
I couldn't believe the lyrics. You know,
It was over the top.
It was way over the top, yeah. My God.
It's 6:52. This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo's Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Okay, we have a question this morning. Of all the jobs that Kamala had during her high school years.
It's our John and Gordy question of the day. That's our new segment.
Did you see the latest text that came in?
No. What?
One time, Kamala was a protester on a hunger strike. Your move, Trump.
Good one.
So jobs that Kamala had during high school.
Right.
Is the question. And, of course, Trump is going to go out there
he's
and
do
them, too.
Yeah. Because
he's an idiot. God.
He's really lost it.
Oh, boy.
Last 2 weeks. Just 2 weeks till the election, right? From today, right?
How much funnier can it get?
Oh, man.
Surreal.
It's just crazy.
And then we have stand-up comedian Eric Hovde out there debating Baldwin.
Yeah.
I can't believe this guy is a serious candidate as well. I don't really think he is, but, Baldwin says it's a close race. I'll believe her on that. But here's Hovde's challenge to Baldwin, how she would vote on the Real ID Act, and that's, trying to require everybody in the country to provide a birth certificate to prove they're a U.S. citizen. Let's hear it. Cut 140.
And I'll give up my time. Are you going to vote for that provision that would stop non-U.S. citizens from voting in our elections?
Mr. Hovde?
Well, I'll take those, Lex, 3 minutes.
All right.
It is already illegal for...
people who are non-citizens to vote in federal elections.
Then your time is, then your time is up.
Because it already is the law.
And
the,
and you both of your time is up. Thank
See,
you.
Yeah, you know, they won't let the people, they won't let the
participants.
The participants answer the question.
I know. They're getting into a little back and forth there, and they automatically stop that. It's that's
we
what
don't
debating
want to hear
is.
Your answer.
No. That's what. Why even have a debate if you don't let that happen?
A disaster debate. And here's Hovde. This is cut 141. Will he work across the aisle? Does it sound like he's going to work across the aisle? Well,
no.
Here, let's listen to this. This is ridiculous.
When I become your next senator, I promise you, I will reach across the aisle. I'll go meet with all the senators
Thank
on the other side
very
and try
much.
To.
Thank you very much.
He'll
we don't
reach
want to hear
across the aisle, but he won't work across the aisle.
No, right. I looked for this cut. I saw Hovde being introduced by Trump at one of the rallies, and he came out there, you know, gung-ho and everything, and he's saying, those liberals are going to, yeah, he's going to reach across the aisle.
Dream on.
Now, we're going to move into the area what we promised, a cut from AOC. And she revealed the contempt for working people that both Trump and Musk have. And she lists it right here. This is cut 159. Let's listen to this.
Donald Trump putting on a little McDonald's costume because he thinks that's what people do. They're not trying to empathize with us. They are making fun of us. They are making fun of us. Donald Trump thinks that people who work at McDonald's are a joke. Elon Musk thinks that dangling money in front of a working person is a cute thing to do when the election of our lives is before us. Because that's what people and billionaires like that do.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
That's drop the mic.
That is something, isn't it?
I mean, true.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, mocking everybody.
Yeah. Steelworm, Elon Musk is offering $1 million every day.
Yes, every day.
If people will sign a petition about the Constitution.
They were having trouble getting $1 million a day fundraising. Now they're giving away $1 million a day. What is wrong with this? Okay. So, yeah, he's doing that. And
It's not legal. You know, you're not supposed to do that.
And didn't Trump say something about auto workers and the job that they do, a high school student could do?
Oh, kids Doesn't could do.
Yeah, a kid
yeah,
could
yeah,
do.
Yeah, they just send the auto parts over in a box and your kid could
kid,
put that
kid
together.
Put that together.
Yeah. Okay. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Does any of this stuff sink into the voters out there who are making up their minds?
It's so demeaning. It's
outrageous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. Also, and I thought this was really good because this is where life begins. This is the big question. When does life begin? Mm-hmm. And they're trying to make fertilized egg an actual person. And it's the personhood thing that they're really working on, trying to get the Supreme Court to make a decision on. But this is where life really begins. And this is a little screen capture I took from X. The Catholic Church will not baptize a full-term stillborn child that a mother gave birth to. Not only will they not baptize the baby, they will not allow the baby to have a funeral mass. The reason is that the baby never took a breath. And it is in the Bible. When he created Adam, he breathed into Adam's nostrils, and Adam started breathing, and that gave him life. And I remember that passage in Sunday school. I thought, wow, that's when life begins. And it impressed me at that time. I thought, oh, okay, that's it. That's our first. That's why we're. That's why they call it being born,
right?
Your first breath,
right?
So that's what the Catholics believe. So if we're to believe that the Catholics are against abortions, well, then it kind of flies in the face of this.
I wonder what our friend John Fugelsang would have to say about that.
That's true. I'm mangling this, but Fugelsang is fantastic on this whole subject.
Anything religious. He's got that down. We'll have to do a little research on that. 6:58 coming up in our next hour. Hey, Jim Santel is going to join us.
Yes, he is.
Get some legal advice. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
This is Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is a candidate for State Senate District 18. Kristen Alfheim will be here. We'll wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.